You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two, Mino the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app worldwide, 33 degrees in Green Bay, 32 in Hampton, 32 in Oshkosh. Forecast looks good every day, just getting high 30s, low 40s, mid 40s, high 40s. I like the looks of that.
60s.
Yes. I like the looks.
Can you believe that, Dan?
That.
We're going to be getting there.
Got a couple of texts here for Dan. We're at Dan Vermeulen, Sleep in Heavenly Peace, an amazing grassroots company here that hand makes beds for people that need beds. Got a couple of texts. Who do we contact to help making blankets for the beds? That's from Patty.
Okay. You can go to our website. So if you go to shpbeds, BEDS.org, and on there, look for the Wisconsin Deep Hair chapter, and there's a link on there. We also have a couple drop-off places around town, or if you have a large donation, we can come get that from you. So.
All right. And by the way, I just want to put a shout-out. Dennis Peters, our man from the glam band, his mom has made numerous quilts for our veterans and people at shelter. If they can make a couple, I guarantee they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I bet they could use something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. We've gotten a lot of donations. At one point in time, I had 500 quilts in my house.
Nice.
And, you know, now we've got a warehouse, but even that's getting pretty full right now. We've got 750 probably right now. So
beautiful.
And I just wanted to say that you make beds for singles or bunk beds for, really, you focus on 3 to 17-year-olds.
Right. We only do this 3 to 17-year-olds,
right.
So we're not doing the toddlers. We're not doing the kids that are off
but
to college.
But it's not like you just bring in this frame. You bring in the mattress,
but I mean, once that's
the
in
sheets.
The house, I mean, I could be 90 and I would have slept in the bunk bed. You know what I mean? It's not like you take them away, do you?
No. My point was is that they bring everything. The sheets, the
everything.
Pillows,
it's a brand new mattress. It's brand new sheets, brand new pillow, comforter, everything that they need.
And
to
you
get
need
a good
all
nice
that
sleep.
Yep. To do this because it's obviously.
Got a text here. My 18-year-old son is between jobs. I'd like to urge him to volunteer somewhere. When, where, and how could he get plugged into building beds? Todd.
Okay. We build every Wednesday night throughout the winter. We're wrapping that up. Tonight is probably our last Wednesday night because we're going to skip the draft one.
Yeah.
And we've got a youth group coming next week. But we've got a big build coming June 21st. And again, you can go to our website, SHP Beds, and look for the Deep Hair chapter. But June 21st, we're going to probably have 80 to 90 people there building beds for kids.
Wow.
And that SHP, obviously Sleep Heavenly Peace Beds, and you say our chapter, and I was telling you about my brother-in-law down in Arlington Heights. This is a national program?
It is a national program. There's 350 chapters right now all over the country doing this.
That's great, man.
Isn't it?
Last year, we delivered 72,000 beds.
Where's your passion?
Where's my passion?
Because it's like when I could hear Andy's voice from Verizon, it was more than just, oh, we're taking care of veterans. And then you take away a piece of the onion skin and you realize his dad, who's a recovering Vietnam vet and everything like that, there's a reason you're putting so much into this.
There is a little bit of it's I lost my wife 10 years ago. She passed away, heart condition.
Sorry.
So sat around lonely for a while, feeling sorry for myself. Got my dog trained as a therapy dog. We did that for a while. Then saw a show called Returning the Favor that Mike Rowe, everybody knows him from Dirty Jobs, right?
Yeah. Which is a great job. I'd love that job.
Yeah.
If he ever retires,
you'd be good at it.
Thank you.
But he did this show on Facebook called Returning the Favor. And he was out in Twin Falls, Idaho in this little garage building beds.
I used to live in Twin Falls, Idaho. That was my first TV job. KMVT, Magic Valley Television. Just thought I'd throw that in.
And they were building beds for kids. And he helped them out. And now that show's been viewed over 10 million times. And I happened to see it one night. And thought, well, I can build beds. I'm a pretty handy guy. And looked up, closest chapter was down in Portage, Wisconsin. And I built with them about three or four times. And my mother-in-law is only in Beaver Dam. So it was a short drive over to Portage in the morning and build beds with them. And finally, the chapter president said, hey, I used to be a school teacher. I know everybody in Portage. Where are you from? And I told him Green Bay and DePere area, and he said, well, we need a chapter up there.
Wow.
So for
called
a month.
Your brother?
So I called my brother, and you know, so, well, not, I was not
which
that.
Which is what you would do.
Absolutely.
It took me a little longer than that, but it took me a month of every day waking up in the morning and this little tap on my shoulder saying, hey, you're the guy.
Wow.
And I'm like, no, I can't do this. I don't put public speaking. I'm not a fundraiser, da-da-da-da-da. And yeah, next morning, same thing. It's you.
So 4 years awesome. Later, how many beds have you built and distributed?
So in 4 years, we have built and distributed 2,360 beds.
In how big of a region?
All in Brown County.
It's 2,300 people that did not have beds, would not have beds if you didn't build them for them.
2,300 kids.
That's mind-boggling. You just don't think of this area that way.
And then when I was talking to Dan at the break, and I'm like, you know, is that the rough areas? And he's like, you'd be surprised where these beds go. Even in, and some people think DePere would have a little bit more wealth than maybe some.
Well, just because of house prices,
right? Yeah. In east side of Green Bay, and it's everywhere.
Right. I grew up in the DePere area, and in the last 4 years, we've delivered 150 beds there.
Yeah.
Some of them just blocks away from where I grew up.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it was a nice neighborhood.
Right. And I don't
we know. Just don't know the backstories.
Right.
Nope.
And I think, you know, look, parents, shelter is really important, and you can sleep on the floor. At least we have an apartment, and you got to eat. But, you know, it's 8-9 hours for a little kid, maybe 10 hours that they're going to be in that piece of furniture, and that's very, very important, and it should be quality. The mattress should be quality, and you deliver all that. So,
right.
I mean, what you're
what's
doing,
the motto again?
Our motto is no kid sleeps on the floor in our town.
Yeah.
And I take it personally.
Yeah, I can tell.
But you're right. At that age, that, you know, 3 to 17, their bodies are developing,
right.
Their minds are developing. It's a mental thing, and not to have a bed to sleep on
right.
every night.
Well, especially if one of their friends comes over,
man,
and
imagine?
They see that. And if those two kids all of a sudden aren't friends anymore, you tell me that that person doesn't have a mean
right,
side,
right,
possibly.
Right,
and
right, right, right.
Exactly. Yeah, you yeah. know, tell me this, John. Is it a bedroom if there's no bed in the bed in
right,
bedroom?
Yeah.
No.
And
it's just a room.
It's a storage room.
Go to your room.
It's a storage room.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to
I could have used bunk beds. I had to sleep 3 to a bed when I was growing up for a few years. When both of my brothers came home from the Army, and now I was like out of the crib or whatever, I had to sleep between 2 full-grown brothers.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You too bad you didn't.
You could have helped me out.
Could have
tripled.
Where the hell were you, Dan? Dan, I just want to talk, and I think that's a great mission you're on, and you're providing this. I want to talk more about, like, you know, you losing your wife and kind of a little soul searching. This has been good for you as a person to meet other men or
and women. I got a feeling you would recommend for somebody that suffers a very personal.
Good camaraderie. I think my brother.
Get out, right? Don't just sit around and.
Yeah. Right.
My brother-in-law, Don in Illinois, is not dissimilar to you.
Mm-hmm.
Good
absolutely.
Guy and.
Yep. If you can get out and, you know, do something, and volunteering has always been a part of my life and my wife's life too, you know. So it was pretty easy once I got into it. But yeah, your network of circle of friends just grows exponentially.
And
you know,
you I must be pleased at the charity in this community.
Oh, absolutely.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
The community is amazing. You know, like I say, when I had 500 quilts in my house at one point in time,
yeah.
you know. And the stuff, it just keeps coming in.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything that we've needed has been given to us. We received a $65,000 van to deliver.
Wow.
You know,
nice.
Six of us can ride around in style, and we'll have 15 to 20 beds in the
bathroom. Do you have any downtimes of the year?
Yes, we do. That's why we expanded right now into the outlying areas, is because this typically is when we go into our slower time, the summertime.
Okay. Could I borrow that van?
when we get into August.
And a couple beds for my cabin.
When we get into August, all the kids want, you know, we need to get kids back in beds for school.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
All right.
Right now it's like spring break. You know what? We can make it through another month or two, and
right.
then they're going to have summer. And, you know, the teachers aren't so worried about it. But it becomes super important in August. We'll do the backed event school at UWGB with the Service League.
Dan, I just got to ask you this, though, because, okay, basically you've done this for some neighbors. Around. Have you seen one underlying reason that maybe people don't talk about why people who are seem lack of a better phrase, like normal neighbors, normal people in our community that we've grown up with and everything. Any one underlying thing that you see that puts people in a situation that they're very shocked sometimes to be in and you guys help out?
I know we've done a couple, and similar to what the veterans were talking about is the medical issues, the medical bills. You know, we had a mom, single mom, and she applied for the bed for her 4-year-old son and they had been in a shelter for 2 years because they were in a car accident and her fiance passed away, and the medical bill stacked up, and they were at Freedom House for 2 years.
Yeah.
And when they got out of there, you know, we delivered them a bed, and the little boy was not having it.
And yeah. 1 minute, everything's fine. Next minute, her life changes.
Yep. And, you know, can happen to anybody.
Yeah. And I just think it's, I'm going to go back to just how important that piece of furniture is for someone. Like, and you know
just
that.
For self-esteem.
Right.
Exactly.
And you want to be anxious going to bed, and you know you got to sleep on this floor with this. You know what I mean? Going to bed, that's like, you should look forward to that.
Absolutely. We delivered a bed to a 12-year-old girl. It was the first bed of her life.
Wow.
She'd been
and
on an air mattress.
Right around here.
In Green Bay, West Green Bay. Just off of Mason Street.
A couple of texts. I'm in Oshkosh. How can I find a chapter here, Ricky?
There is a chapter in Oshkosh. There's a chapter in Fond du Lac. There's a chapter in Appleton.
Oh,
there
good.
Are 14 chapters in Wisconsin right now. So, again, if you go to shpbeds.org and apply for a bed, if you're looking for a bed, there's an application button. If you're looking to volunteer, there's a button on there to volunteer. So.
Could somebody do it for somebody else? Like if they know somebody and those people come. Sometimes people don't want to ask.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep. Got another text here. Dan is selling himself short. He's an amazing man. He attends my church. Thank you for everything you do, Tina.
Oh, I thought that was TJ, but.
Maybe it is. I don't have my glasses on. I've been struggling with this screen lately. Dan, thank you so much for being here. And you know what's really cool is that just like what Andy said, when I heard it in his voice, there's more to just being a marketing guy and helping veterans like yourself. I knew there was going to be something more that was motivating you in that way. And I just think that's awesome. And I'd like you to be a perfect example. I've got friends that, you know, just kind of bad things happening. They get into a deep hole and it's tough. It's tough to climb out.
It's
not just, do this and it goes away. But maybe it's like steps in the right direction, right?
Totally. Right. Absolutely. If you can get out and do something, shelter. You know. Our founder, Luke Mickelson,
always
says...
Well, I mean, even the people helping, you know, the volunteers.
Too. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yep. You know, Luke is our founder and Mickelson, and he says that, you know, if you're feeling bad and feeling down, go and do something for somebody
else.
It'll change your whole attitude.
It is. And I think, I love the fact that you're engaging youth to do this, because that will continue. Well, they're going to be like, that was awesome, you know, when they do that. And so, like I said, there's some community service that some of them have to do, other ones... And that will be a life skill for them. And I think that's great that you're doing this. Yeah, thanks for making the community a better place. I mean,
absolutely.
That checks a lot of boxes, what you're doing.
You're one of those people in this area, man. Makes a difference.
Yeah.
Really
cool
truly
stuff.
Do.
Right.
Dan Vermeulen, sleep in heavenly peace, shpbeds.com.
.org.
Or I'm sorry, .org.
Yep.
If you're looking for somebody, if you need it yourself, if you'd like to volunteer, a lot of different areas you can help, please go on their website. Dan, no lie. Our deepest condolences for your wife, but what an inspiration you are to take that to help kids that are sleeping on the floor.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
Good
Thank
stuff.
You,
buddy.
Thank you.
We're going to set our break. Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS. And of course, the Civic Media app, Milwaukee Brewers at the Colorado Rockies, coming up at 7 o'clock tonight on WISS. Exciting time sports-wise. Well, now the NCAA is over. You know, the Brewers kind of getting into that fun part of the season before you're out of a pennant race, and the Bucks having that great game and the playoffs and everything. So, Packer draft coming up. Kind of fun stuff happening right now.
I know, Dan, we've been talking about, you know, sleep in heavenly peace, beds.org. But what do you, you're a DePeer guy, live here, you got your pulse on the community. What are you thinking about the draft? Are you hearing, what's the buzz out there? You got a lot of friends that you meet with every Wednesday building beds. What do you?
I'm leaving town. So. Can't help you with that one. No.
Intentionally? Yeah. I mean,
intentionally.
Yeah, okay, you're one of those guys.
I know a lot of people that are doing that.
Punching out. Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't want anything to do with that. So, yeah.
Well, see, I thought you were going to say, you know, I signed up to build the big stage and I'm, you know, getting a little side hustle money.
No, I don't think it's his union card for that. Yeah.
All right.
You know, I know so many people that are doing that. And I'll tell you, if I lived in a certain Ashwaubenon areas, I think I would too. Just the daily getting around. I know it's a once in a lifetime thing, but just your day to day, I might have think about taking 3 days off and going to a cabin someplace.
So, business. I was surprised that there's going to be some limited access to some of the businesses. I would not like that.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how much say they had, but I think the Packers, I think the NFL has a lot of say in this event. You know, just
but in their defense, we're talking about 250 people coming in and out.
I know.
It's like safety. What are you going to do?
If, right. I mean, yeah. I know. It's got to be safe, and yeah. It's got to flow.
Yeah,
we'll be delivering that. I would rather that with like a cop on every corner directing traffic or something versus coming out of the widener like we were talking about an event, and you got with everybody trying to get people. A Nicolet drive. You got cars coming 60 miles an hour from both ways, and you got people that just been sitting there for 3 hours trying to look both ways and jot out.
And then they didn't like the event, and they had a great show. And it just like nobody liked it because the leaving was difficult, and it was difficult.
You know, now it's 11 o'clock at night,
right? And I want to get home. Yeah. And so I think, and the Packers have always been even worked with them when I was in office. It was important to them that getting in and getting out was as important as the product on the field, and I always respected that. I'm like, I like the way you're thinking because it's like, well, that's your problem. Our only focus is what's on the field. They're like, look, we want. You know, the ingress egress to be smooth. And I always like that about them. And, you know, it cost them money, right? We had a lot of cops directing traffic there. This thing here, though, there's a couple businesses that were like, I don't know if I like this. And they're like, you know what? So, I mean, that's the way it's going to be. It's important. 250,000 people is, what, 3-4 games?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So we probably will not be delivering beds on the west side of Green Bay.
I don't think they're going to deliver.
3 days.
Did you see? I don't think they're going to be delivering mail.
Right. Yeah. 1,200 people. So
anyway, but it's going to be a great event. I hope, you know, I think it's going to be fine. I don't know what the numbers are going to be, but it's going to be exciting. And there's a lot of cool stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on around there, but there's a lot of stuff that's going to be done, you know, downtown. There's some things happening in other parts of the community.
Bay Beach.
Right.
And, you know,
So I hope people get engaged in some of that, too.
Yeah.
I just have to one more thing about your program, Dan. Obviously, you guys have Northeast Wisconsin pretty well covered, and even down to the Oshkosh, Fond du Lac area, whatever you want to cut, you know, consider that part. But what about, you know, there's some pretty, I shouldn't say rough areas, but, you know, you go off to the west in some of these small towns here in Northeast Wisconsin. Some of the, there's people there that really need help. Do you guys extend that way, or do you have, you know, one of your agency offices there or anything? Or how far would you guys travel?
Yeah, so believe it or not, most of our chapters are on the western side of the state.
Okay.
Where we're missing right now is Manitowoc, Sheboygan. Milwaukee does not have a chapter, believe it or not.
Really?
Wow.
Huge need there, but to find that right person that would lock in and pretty much give up your life to do this,
right?
You know, because they're going to get just run over by a bus when they open up applications for Milwaukee.
Yeah, that'd be
an
onslaught. Probably
thousands
not
of kids that,
right
there. That
but
are
what else you say? Manitowoc needs a chapter.
Manitowoc does not have a chapter. Sheboygan, nothing on the east side of Lake Winnebago at all.
I'll be darned.
So we're working our way that way. We now have Kewaunee and
Manitowoc, Sheboygan are. You know, I don't
and they're building areas here.
Right.
Guys build stuff.
And pretty giving communities as well. I mean, wow.
So if there's anybody over in the Manitowoc area, reach out to me. We'd love to partner with you. We've got a warehouse to build in. A lot of chapters don't, where they're just portable with pull up in the parking lot, throw their tools out, and start building beds. We have a warehouse to build in. So we can make the beds.
Okay, go ahead.
And we would partner with somebody where maybe they have a satellite hub down there, and we can drop off 10, 15 beds. Everything that they need to deliver them, and then they would have a team that would go deliver those beds.
What if somebody wanted to open up an actual thing with their own warehouse down there and build the beds there for the local help?
They certainly could do that too and open up a chapter. So
that's what I mean. Know,
yeah.
Throwing that out there. Anybody from Manitowoc, the Lakeshore, Sheboygan, did you say?
Yep.
Those areas?
Yeah.
Let us know if you'd be interested in helping us out. Heavenly Sleep, or excuse me, Sleep in Heavenly Peace.
Then call your brother.
Yeah.
And get the program going. And then what about... I think people are always hesitant about fundraising. People sometimes don't like that. But do you have a major funder of, like, the lumber's got to be your biggest expense, right?
Right. Lowe's is one of our national sponsors. They gave us $1.6 million this year as an organization.
Nice. Wow.
So,
that's a lot.
You know, and there's some discounted pricing in there also from them, too. You know, but we'll take lumber, wood from wherever we can get it. You know, any local lumber yard that wants to donate some lumber or contractor. Maybe we've had contractors buy us two brand new saws when they came out to build with us one day and said, hey, your saws are in rough shape. Oh, wow. Here's $500. He wrote a check.
And I think people just sometimes need to be asked.
Yes.
This is such a good cause that you're doing. I mean, this isn't like, well.
And the awareness.
Right.
I mean, up until you guys first came on, I had no idea you guys existed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just it. Nobody knows about the problem. Nobody knows about the bedlessness. Nobody knows about the kids. Nobody knows that it's a way that they can give back locally to the community.
Right. And that's as local as, and I think everyone has a soft spot in their heart for the youth.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, you just can't.
Give them a chance.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? When I've gotten some of those houses that people abandoned, and it's just dog crap all over the house or whatever. And then you go into like the little kid's room, and the little girl or whomever still has pictures drawn hanging on her wall. And she wants to be a normal little kid. But
they all do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to share that story about Young Life before, if we got a minute.
Yeah, 1 minute.
Okay. So Young Life Youth Group came out and did some sanding with us last year. And they had 35 kids there, put palm sanders on them all, and sanded wood for 2 hours. Great kids, hardworking, inner city kids. And full circle comes around in August, walk into a delivery, and boy looks at me and says, hey, I know you. I say, I know you too. You came. We were delivering a bed for his sister.
Wow.
And he was one of the kids that came
and made
the bed.
He was one of the kids
that
was helped building the bed.
That one just gave me chills.
Pretty cool stuff.
I mean, I'm not joking. That one just gave me goosebumps.
That's awesome.
Thanks for what you do, my friend.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
Folks, help them out in any way you can. Dan Vermeulen, Sleep in Heavenly Peace, shpbeds.org.
That's right.
Awesome.
Right.
Thank you.
All right.
You keep in touch with us, all right?
All right.
Thanks, Dan.
All right.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Well, this isn't related to tornadoes, but the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for urban forestry catastrophic storm grants. The grant funding was made available after Governor Tony Evers declared a state of emergency from March 29th through April 1st due to severe ice and snowstorms across the state. Individual municipalities, tribal governments, and some nonprofit organizations can apply for between $4,000 and $50,000 of grant funding to repair, remove, or replace trees in urban areas that suffered damage during the storms. A day before his criminal trial was to begin, 56-year-old Scott Hayes of Waukesha pleaded no contest to citations of operating a UTV while intoxicated and operating a UTV with a passenger riding improperly. As part of the plea deal, a count of homicide by the use of a vehicle while intoxicated was dropped. The citations, fines, and restitution of almost $5,500 will be the only punishment Hayes will receive in connection with the death of David Weinman in May of 2022. The accident happened in Oconto County when Weinman fell off of the UTV driven by Hayes and hit his head on the concrete in the town of Doty. 16-year-old Frederick Love Kennedy was sentenced to 10 years in prison, 10 years extended supervision, and 300 hours of community service Tuesday for a shooting last April in Green Bay near Preble High that led to school lockdowns. Love Kennedy was initially charged with attempted first-degree homicide, but later pleaded no contest to first-degree reckless injury for the incident that sent another student to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Love Kennedy, who was 15 at the time of the shooting, will remain in a juvenile prison for the time being. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Man, we've had some inspiring people on today.
Yes.
Andy Brady, Verizon's market president, partnership with the Packers, increasing the
5G?
Yes, the G's.
Increasing the G's.
Increasing the G's. But also giving over $1 million to area veterans.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, to help with their debt. His dad is a Vietnam vet. Wonderful. Tom Vermeulen, Sleep in Heavenly Peace. Tremendous organization. They got a motto, no kid sleeps on the floor in our town. Going around building beds for young kids that really need them. Just awesome. And then I got somebody here, Deanna Melchor, moving with the Melchors, and you guys are invested in your community as much as anybody. So
yeah, we try.
It's really
to be.
Cool what you do. Yeah. I mean, you guys were huge with the Toys for Tots, with the Marines, with getting kids in the area toys. And so, I mean, those are cool things.
Yeah. CP Telethon.
Yeah.
CP
oh, I Telethon. Love that. It's one of my favorite things.
I called
every year.
You already checked out. At 10-2.
Oh, that's
at 10,
interesting.
At, you wow. do. You do. I didn't leave early. You get booted out.
Wait a minute. No,
Bill, I just want to think. Jersey, I got a showing. I got a showing. I got to go. Somebody wants to see the Swedish bird.
That's gone.
At, oh, that. Congratulations
yeah.
on that.
Yeah. At 10-2, they start letting you clean up your desk.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's what, because I've done, yeah. and I did call then. And yeah. she just aww. Laughed. But the lady was smart. She goes, can I take your
yes, dinner? Of course.
And I gave
yeah,
it to her.
Good,
but I said,
good.
Make sure you get the credit.
All right.
So
thank
I hope you,
you
do.
But that's a big part of your whole mission,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah, being a part of this community. Yeah, and I don't know we if we live here, we work here.
I don't know if we want to start with your open house or end with your open house, but that's coming up tomorrow, right?
Yes.
That's going to be fun.
Yep. We have our big grand opening. I shouldn't say big. It's going to be fun. It's going to be casual. We're doing a happy hour from 4 to 6 mm-hmm. In our new branch office, and it's right on Main Street. It's in the yep. Old Town
Crossing.
I always say square. And we're on the second floor. So we do have stairs to get to our space. So I just want to let everybody know. But you can park behind the building. And our sign is going up today. So you'll know right where we are.
Yeah, I just love
and
it.
I just want to say Old Town Square is a lot better than where I used to work at one time in real estate. It's where the public market is going into right now. It used to be called Old Fort Square.
Yeah.
And I had this lady and her daughter, elderly lady and daughter. And I said, it's right here in Old Fort Square. And she goes, well, with you being the agent, you should call it Old Fart Square.
Oh.
It's like, wow.
I
thanks,
love it.
Grandma.
Yeah.
Holy cow. You know, you're just not expecting something.
Yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
you're kind of helping her across the parking lot. And
oh, yeah.
Wow.
That, where you are, Deanna, is a well-built building.
Oh, it is.
I just want to go to Johnny's building, and that's being renovated. But
yeah.
That thing was put together. That was not a very well built.
It was built in the 70s, wasn't it?
Well, right, and the walls. And I had an office there, my campaign office. And next to me was the, I think I told you that, was the chiropractic office.
Yeah.
And I'd be
that's where my office was.
Which used
to be the chiropractic.
Okay,
that was my
I'm
office.
I'm glad they moved out. Because I would be in my office, and the chiropractic office was next to it. And we'd be on the phone. You know, all we did was raise money, right? And you'd be talking, you know, yeah, I know, can you send me $100? And then, the walls are put together with spit. I mean, you could hear everything.
Yeah. They built that trying to make it look like your place.
Yeah.
Like
and
it didn't work.
What was that? 3/8 inch,
1977 type of construction.
Those walls were, I couldn't wait to get out of there. So
No, this is gorgeous.
Yeah, that's a beautiful building.
It is.
The parking's easy.
The parking's easy right behind the stairs. We have external stairs on the backside right off of the parking. Mm-hmm. But if you go around front, like if you're wearing high heels, you're going to have to go around front and use the internal stairs.
Every time I drive down Main Street in that area, I always got kind of one eye just on those buildings. Like
it's
one,
beautiful.
It's like about a 4-story one up there. And it's like, I'd love to have like a office or something in one of those old buildings up high looking down.
Yeah, just the history.
Yeah.
I know. It's so neat. So
we went to the bar. Do you know the history of the bar kitty corner from you guys?
Is that Cock and Bull?
No,
that's right across.
Old Crown. Or no, Crown Commons.
Oh, Crown and Common. Yeah.
Okay, we did a thing there about a video on how to make old fashions authentically.
Okay.
And the reason we took that is it's the longest running bar in Green Bay.
Really?
Yeah, that's an old part. That's Green Bay that where you're at.
So wasn't that like an upholstery place at one point?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
It was a get plastered place at one. No, I forgot. It wasn't upholstery.
I don't know. But
so
their back part,
get
they
this.
Said
this
were
is a cool story.
George Calhoun, the guy that started up the Green Bay Packers.
With his dog?
With his dog. That's where he used to go, and he'd sit and have drinks and start talking about the Green Bay Packers with guys around town. So you want to talk about the birth of the Green Bay Packers?
Is that what used to be like the standard? I think it's called the Parlor now, kind of the one that you can get to behind Crown and Common.
Yeah, we don't know that either. Did you put it someplace that we're experts at Crown and Common?
You know what? I only listen to this. I only know because that's where Ben and I met.
Okay.
When it was called Boomers, and then it was
Boomers,
Top Hat,
that's
then
right.
it was probably Standard, and now it's I think in Parlor. Or something.
All right, but the history there, this is really important.
This is like legit that I never knew.
Yeah. So Calhoun, who was the founder of the
Packers. George Pack, W.
And he didn't really got some recognition. The Packers statues that, I don't know where they are now, but on the park bench sitting there was George Calhoun with his dog.
Okay.
That was him.
That
everybody's
was
like,
him.
Everybody's
okay.
like, who is that guy? Is that Vince yeah. Lombardi? It's like, well, no, it's not Vince Lombardi. It's George yeah. Calhoun, who started the pack. Without him, we would not have the Green Bay
wow.
Packers. And he just got lost
That's
a little bit
cool.
with some of the players.
Yeah,
and the,
didn't he though?
He did.
I mean, God
yeah.
bless Curly Lambeau, but right. you think he was starting for...
Everybody thinks yeah. who founded the Packers? Well, Curly Lambeau.
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
knows that.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway,
he
so
probably
George,
put him on the map.
But
absolutely.
Get back to the bar story with George Calhoun.
So he would come in there with his dog, and they yeah. let his dog come in.
Of course.
And here's the cool part, though, too. It was before Prohibition, but then even during Prohibition, I think they used to have like a little backroom speakeasy type thing.
Oh, yeah.
Where they would go to, okay?
Yep.
And when Old Fashioned started, or before Old Fashioned started, they were making basically bathtub gin, and you know,
oh, sure.
guys would have certain places to go and taste it.
I think we did that in college, didn't we?
Absolutely,
that was Wapatuli.
Absolutely, but they would drink it. Just tasted horrific.
Mm-hmm.
So like, what the heck can we do to make this? So it's like they experimented with different kinds of fruits and stuff, and mixed it up with the old fashioned thing.
Yeah,
and it's like the term came up. It's like, oh, this tastes like the old fashioned drinks we used to have.
So
that's
the it started with gin.
Well, no, I'm just,
okay,
that's the old term, bathtub
okay.
gin.
I was yeah. like, whoa, so, yeah. you're blowing my mind
so,
right now.
No, give me the old fashioned. So it was the old stuff before they...
Were tasted
gosh,
like...
Right, the old fashioned.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, but yeah. what's cool is that's where he would set, that's where he would be. Like,
yeah.
George Calhoun was there. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Like, if you're into...
That's a landmark.
Yes.
Yeah. I can see that out of one of my windows.
Yes,
if I kind of.
Yes,
you
I was
can.
Gonna say it's like Kitty Corner from you guys.
Yeah,
they got great pizza.
They
too.
Have the best, like kind of New York style type pizza.
They do.
And with the mushrooms that they saute their mushrooms
yeah.
and
first,
garlic and
before
butter
they
first.
Put them on.
Yeah, I'm
tremendous
gonna,
pizza.
I'm gonna say my favorite all time there is pepperoni and green olive.
Oh,
yeah.
oh
yeah.
gosh, that sounds good.
And he,
it's so good.
Oh. And he's the owner is from the East Coast, so I think he
yeah.
puts his own
brought
little,
some of that.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Yeah, I hope. And I
Pinch
think
just it, got texting. Real estate?
oh, yeah,
was that from you or her hubby?
No, that might have been from Ben.
That's from Ben.
Oh, yeah. Melissa.
Anyway, that's a cool part of town. Yeah. And I think people are, when they come out to see you, I think if they maybe walk around a little bit, they're going to see like, wow. Because I think people drive through there. I don't think they get out and walk around
yeah,
enough.
Yeah, yeah. It's a beautiful area, and there's a lot
it.
Down there.
I love
yeah,
it. That's where I'm walking like Saturday mornings. That's just a cool walk.
It is.
And
yeah.
cut through the backside of the park and
yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk some real
let's
estate here.
Let's talk real
with
estate.
Ben and Deanna moving with the Malcors. What is going on in these crazy
you know
days?
It's picking up. I think I probably should start with some of the listings that
let's
Ben has coming, and then we'll talk about maybe after if we come back after
or
the
pizzas.
Break.
We can talk
yeah,
about
I know.
More
I
pizzas.
Can talk about pizza all day long.
Me too.
We've got, you know, there's a lot of homes hitting the market, so we've got some kind of tips for buyers, I guess.
Do
but
it.
Listings that we have coming up, and I want to talk about, we have an open house this weekend on Saturday. That condo development has kind of hit. So
Luxembourg?
It's actually, we have that out there too.
Okay, good.
But this is going to be on, it's called West Point Center Condos.
Oh, sure. Okay.
And it's right along the Fox River. And so there's six condos that we hope to get sold, even pre-sold if possible. Beautiful views of the river and high end. They started about $1.15 million.
Well, I will check one of those out.
Yeah, come and see them. So we actually, the open house is going to be at the showroom. So it's not really, there's nothing to see on the property yet.
Okay.
And we have a website. It's just called West Point Center Condos .com. And that's center, like S-E-N-T-R-E. Very, I suppose that's
really?
French. Yeah. Yep. The
I'm sorry, spell it for me again.
S-E-N-T-R-E.
Or sorry, did I say S?
Isn't it C?
Yeah. Okay.
That's why I said really. That's
yeah.
like a Canadian
See,
way.
This is
like
where
when you go to the Montreal
yes,
Center.
He's the developer's from Canada.
Okay, all right,
yep,
got it.
Yep.
All right, got it.
So westpointcentercondos.com.
All right.
And we don't have the open house information on there yet, but you can see the showroom information. So you'll know where the open house is going to be. And we'll put I think it's going to be from 11 to 1 on
and
Saturday.
And when you say showroom.
Yep, so it's the developer's office.
Okay.
So we have everything in there. So
okay.
we have wonderful renderings. We have some of the products that are going in so people can see it, touch it, feel it, and really see how it's going to all come together.
And where is that?
That's in Ashwaubenon. It's right on the corner of South Ridge Road and Circle Drive.
Oh, that's easy enough.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And what are the times and everything?
11 to 1 on Saturday.
11 to 1 on Saturday.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Yeah, so that's coming. Ben has a house hitting tomorrow in Denmark. In the upper
popular area.
It is. Oh my gosh.
That'll go fast.
I was there staging and taking pictures yesterday. That town is so cute.
Isn't it?
Honestly.
It's great. Yeah. I love Denmark.
Yeah. And I don't know if you've been to Inspired Spaces, but that is an amazing decor, lighting and decor business there too. So go to Denmark and check it out. So it's one of my favorites.
Also go to Duck Creek/ Denmark Winery.
That's right. Another good one.
It's a great place.
They've been very kind to us too. They've, at Bay Area, they sponsored a lot of our things that we did. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they're a great place. But it's a rehabbed home. The investors bought it last year about this time and spent a year, refurbishing it and adding a garage. And it is gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
I'm telling you, Denmark, I know realtors, it's like, if you know if anybody selling in Denmark, please give us a call.
Yeah,
we got a waiting list of people that want to live in Denmark.
Yeah, and it's 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, beautiful kitchen, huge. It's in a detached garage, but beautiful new 2-stall detached garage. They've got a front porch. They've got a back porch. It's wonderful, and it's going to be in the upper twos. I think it's somewhere around 280, 290.
These days?
Yeah. I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's beautiful. So that'll be hitting tomorrow, and then we've got a bunch of more commercial property on Broadway listing as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know as much about that one. Ben's kind of handled that one a little bit more.
And we've talked, there's something about the weather going up.
Yeah.
That people are more willing to get out and walk around and look at places.
We're starting to see things hit the market, which we so desperately needed. So it's real fun.
Okay, we got a lot more to talk about. Moving it to Malcor's with Deanna back after this.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on a good-looking Wednesday morning. 33 in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 32 in Oshkosh. Coming your way, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app, along with 1100 AM and 1150 AM.
You're wrong. Not 1150. Absolutely incorrect.
It would be
Hope you're happy, Brian.
Yeah. He got you today, didn't
got
he?
Got my head. Brewers at the Colorado Rockies tonight, 7:05 on WISS, coming your way. We're with Deanna Malcor. Moving to the Malcor's, really exciting time, exciting week, exciting weekend coming up for real estate and the real kickoff to the season, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I'm going to say, we had talked about it last fall, Ben and I, that we thought the spring market was going to kind of hit a little bit later this year because of the draft,
right.
Kind of people hanging on a little bit, before they put the for sale sign in their yard. And I think we're starting to see that because it's just starting to pick up now.
Well, you know what? People just want to get out of the house.
Yeah.
No. We've been in the house
since
Thanksgiving.
I know. You get that little teaser for a couple days.
Right.
Yeah. I know. We were so desperate to get out. We actually bought a heater for our back porch, and we sat out in our winter coats and blankets just to get some fresh air one night.
God bless you, because that wind can come off that river.
It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so it is.
Also, now tell us about some of the, you got condos coming to the market.
Yep.
You got another great place coming to the market. What are you looking for people looking to put their houses on the market?
Yeah, you know what? I just want to do one more throw
out. Please do.
We're still really looking up in Door County for our buyers that are from kind of the Milwaukee, Cedarburg area. And they love Egg Harbor. They love Fish Creek and being right outside. They want to be on the water. They're all cash. They need 4 bedrooms. So if anyone is thinking about selling, please give Ben a call so we can hopefully kind of broker this deal for them. So,
outstanding.
But yeah, they really want to get up there. So I'm doing what I can for them.
Okay, I might have gotten this question wrong.
Yeah.
On my real estate exam.
Yeah.
And I might have broken the law. But if somebody calls you for the lead, if somebody calls and says, hey, Mino, tell Deanna, my great uncle needs to go to his home, got a great place, doesn't trust realtors, maybe, tell him it's from you, blah, blah, blah. You talk to him, yada, 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 you get the listing. Is it legal for that guy to pay me a few bucks after it's sold for helping out? Yes or no?
You're a licensed realtor.
No,
I'm not. I'm not.
No.
So that's not. That'd be illegal.
I'm not going to go there.
No, that's fine. All I'm saying is that would make it even sweeter. It's like winning money.
Yeah. That's kind of black and white, isn't it?
Yeah. I would say yes.
But... I think it's beige.
I didn't know that was in the... I thought it was gray.
You're right gray. In between there. Yeah. It's not beige.
Yeah. Yeah. Beige is way off. I think that's...
Yeah.
Hey, talk again about your open house tomorrow.
Yeah. Open house tomorrow. We have our grand opening at our branch office, and it's called The Collective, and it's under Berkshire Hathaway Metro Realty. It is from 4 to 6, happy hour. Come and have some, you know, refreshments and some good eats. We actually, one of our realtors that is in our office, her husband is a chef. So we've got some good little snacks coming.
Okay, one more
address.
Time.
We need the address.
Yeah. The actual address.
It's 1238 Main Street, and that's Suite 21. And you'll see our beautiful sign.
Yep. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
One more time, what you got available?
Oh my gosh. We have got so much available. We've got the condos out in Luxembourg. We've got the condos coming on the Fox River. Actually, they're starting to hit now. We're going to have Denmark tomorrow. We're actually going to have a house in Schmidt Park in the next couple of weeks. So if you're looking in that area, give Ben a call.
Really popular area.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got a bunch of commercial properties on Broadway that are either on the market or coming on the market tomorrow, actually. What else do we have? We have a condo up in Door County that's available.
Wow.
Yeah, we've got a lot. Yeah,
we're ready for you. Tell them how to find your website to look at everything you got.
You know what? For our website, all you need to do is type in benmelkor.com.
Okay.
Really nice and simple. And then you can, if you have any questions, concerns, if you've got a home that you think fits one of our buyers or you're thinking about listing, you can give us a call at 920-495-7653.
That commercial property on Broadway, I know Broadway's like, it's Broadway, but you know, you look at what the public market is trying to...
I don't know if it is anymore.
Right, that's what I was going to say, Johnny. Yeah. I think the public market is there. And I do think the city, and I don't want to speak for the city, but I think they may participate.
Yeah.
I don't want to speak for them.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, Broadway is, it is just becoming, one of the hot areas in this whole community.
Right.
So, it's some beautiful, beautiful locations. It's all on kind of North Broadway and in about the 400 block.
Right.
So.
It honestly belongs, it reminds me when I used to stay around Loyola University in downtown Chicago, and I'd go walk into some of the little neighborhoods, even like Little Italy and the different places. And it reminds me of those little Chicago Broadway neighborhoods.
I mean, boy, speaking of Little Italy, they could, wouldn't that be awesome to get some awesome restaurants?
Yeah, it would be. that would be perfect.
Cool. So
maybe a really, they've got Jake's. I was going to say a pizza place, but there's already one there. I love Jake's,
but
too.
It's okay to have two or three. I mean, look at
it. You got different styles.
It is. And I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
But it needs something, and I think something's going to happen there.
Yeah.
It's just one more step.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's like a lot of issues that you really need to top it all off.
Across the street, things are happening.
Yeah. Definitely. Things are getting busy.
So, great. Give yourselves a plug one more time, please.
One more time. BenMelkor.com. You can find these new condos at WestPointCenterCondos.com. And you can give him a call at
920-495-7653.
You got it.
Wow.
That's good. You made up for the bad time.
He made up for not knowing the frequency of the radio station he's on.
Right. For 2 years.
Year and a half.
Oh, yeah, it's right.
You're in three quarters.
Hey, it works for me.
All right, and tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
We'll see you
there. Stop by, say hi. We'd love to see everybody.
That's going to be fun.
And you guys could be working during the draft?
Oh, well, a little bit of both. We're not going to be able to show anything. We're going to be down there enjoying it like everybody else.
Outstanding.
As you should.
Hope to see you there.
Yeah, we definitely.
Dana, always wonderful having you in here. You can leave him home anytime.
Come back. Hi, Ben.
Yeah.
Ben,
I need him here for the spelling.
Great point. Deanna Malachor, please check him out. Moving with the Malachors, they've got some phenomenal places on the market. When we come back, we'll talk a little headlines for the Press Times. Back after this.
The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a night to keep. He can't hang around.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.